Item 15, emergency regulation, black sea bass.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, associate members. Black sea bass, recreational black sea bass fishery has received a lot of attention. The commission closed that fishery on November 19th. That's as soon as the commission could have a meeting. Closed it in the situation where, even though there was not much harvest expected the rest of the year, that nonetheless, black sea bass coastwide, the harvest is about double in 2012 what it should have been. So about 3.6 million pounds were landed on a 1.8 million pound quota. And it was really a good situation to see the commission close that fishery. Unfortunately, there's a lot of repercussions that come from an overage of that size. At the same time, the staff last month came with a proposal which started with the National Marine Fisheries Service and through the Mid-Atlantic Council to open January and February. January and February were opened by regulation last month, actually at the December 10th meeting, I should say, with the stipulation that the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which has jurisdiction over waters less than 3 miles offshore, that they would support the states having the ability to open that fishery. They did so at a joint meeting of the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. So we have an open fishery. The problem is that this has been somewhat of a comedy of errors, because when the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission opened up the fishery, they voted to be conservative and to establish a 20-fish landing limit or 20-fish harvest limit. And even though the Mid-Atlantic Council was there with the commission, the Mid-Atlantic Council for federal waters has a 15-fish limit. So about a week after that meeting, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission contacted the states and said to be in the spirit of conservation, does any state mind going to a 15-fish limit, the same as what's in federal waters? And, of course, the states have said yes, and that's why we're here today, because it should be a 15-fish limit. However, at this time in Virginia, it's been a little bit of a loophole possibly, even though the fish aren't as much in state waters, there's been a 25-fish limit for black sea bass. So if you look in your packets and look at your regulation in page 1, you can see that, if I'm able to find my own, but I can tell you what it says. It indicates that during January and February, there will be a 15-fish limit instead of the 25 currently in place. In fact, the rest of the season, which is unknown at this time, it could change, would be at 25 fish. However, it's hard to say at this time until the council and the ASMFC establish the rest of the season where that will wind up. The seasons that we've had for a couple of years could change, but for right now, the item at hand is the January and February fishery. So the staff recommendation is to adopt the emergency amendments that were on page 1, mostly spilling over to page 2 for chapter 950, and advertise this emergency regulation and the amendments as part of the hearing that takes place next month in February, and staff will be requesting that time to make those emergency amendments final. The basis for asking for this owes to 28.2.210 of the Code of Virginia. There are really about four things that are listed in terms of adoption of emergency regulations, and in this particular case, it would be for the preservation of marine organisms or natural resources, and there is no doubt that any kind of conservation at all is going to help. Mr. Robbins, as his role of chair of the Mid-Atlantic Council, has been very much involved in this issue in many respects, and I think part of what Mr. Robbins has been able to do is to sort of give a little breathing room to the fishery in 2013, because there are paybacks now. You heard that previously about summer flounder. There are paybacks for the recreational overages that all states combined have to pay back any overage of the annual catch limit. And through the work of Mr. Robbins, we are able to look towards 2014 before those paybacks will be enacted for black sea bass. And Mr. Robbins may have some other things to add, but you have the staff recommendation.
Thank you. Any questions of Rob? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will just follow up briefly. This quota is probably one of the biggest management problems we have in the region right now, in terms of how constraining it is on the fishery. And our Scientific and Statistical Committee is meeting in Baltimore tomorrow to reconsider the quota level for 2013, and also provide us interim advice for 2014. In doing that, we've tried to bring as much data from the different state agencies into the discussion as we possibly can, to put the SSC in a well-informed position. But we're in a situation where the abundance of fish in the northern part of the fishery is very, very high. The assessment is high, but not quite at the same level as the fishery, and the quota is set at a very low level. So we have a big disconnect between the quota and the actual performance of the stock. Productivity appears to have really increased dramatically in southern New England in recent years. The catch in states like Massachusetts has gone through the roof. And so this is something that we have to fix, but in order to get out of this box, we have to go through a lot of steps. And we're going to have an updated operational stock assessment this summer that will be used to set the quotas for 2014. We're going to supplement that with a data workshop and try again to put the Science Center and the SSC in a better position. Meanwhile, it's a potentially tough situation, but we're also initiating an omnibus amendment that would modify the recreational paybacks that Rob's speaking of. And we're still working with General Counsel at NOAA to try to make sure that whatever modifications we put into place would, in fact, resolve this overage issue. But we're looking at a wide range of options for how to better deal with recreational accountability and perhaps not make it so onerous under circumstances like this where we have a lot of fish, we have an overage, and try to find some flexibility in how to deal with that.
Thanks, Rick. Any other questions or comments? Looking for a motion to approve. Mr. Robbins?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard to approve emergency chapter 950. Any comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.